You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We have these 4 weeks of series of honoring God today with our hearts. Next Sunday, honoring God with our body, and then honoring God with our wealth, and honoring God with our service. Okay, so ang titingnan po natin yan is honoring God with our hearts. Let's all stand as we read Mark chapter 7, 1 to 8. Mark 7. We're now using the English Standard Version, ESV. Now when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition. Everybody say tradition. Of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, they know that they do not wash. They do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? And he said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, this in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines, the commandments of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help us to honor you with our hearts, with our lives, and live a life that pleases you. Thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. Jesus was declaring to the Pharisees that they are hypocrites, their heart is far away from God. And today we will look at how we can honor God with our hearts. But before we go to that message, last January I asked this survey question on my Facebook account, what is your New Year's resolution or major faith goal for this year? Now, nakagawa na ba kayo ng New Year's resolution or faith goals nyo? Nakapagsulat na kayo ng faith goals nyo sa prayer and fasting booklet. Maganda, meron tayong target ini-aim. No? We are here to honor God. Kasi nga, sabi nga ni si Pastor Steve, nung simula pala ng ministry natin, 1984, as he was studying inside Dunkin' Donuts along Recto Avenue, this thought entered his mind. The reason for our existence is to honor God. Kaya sinulat niya sa napkin, no? Parang re-enact nung lalaki kanina sa video. Pero according to this survey question, ito po yung mga New Year's resolution ng mga tao, no? More healthy lifestyle, no? Sino sa inyo ganyan ang resolution nyo? To eat healthy, to live healthy, to be physically fit and strong and healthy, no? Ang tip ko lang po sa inyo, ano yun eh, tatlong up. No? Isang push up, isang sit up, saka pull up. Ayan, no? Pero para magandang katawan natin, no? Ito naman, another resolution, spend money wisely, save more, stay within the budget every month. Sino sa inyo, ganito ang resolution nyo? Ayan, nakatingin ako sa asawa ko. Stay within the budget every month, no? Lalo yan, may danger yan pag napadaan kayo sa sale o sa ukay-ukay, no? Sa Changi, no? Napapabili ng hindi kailangan. Stay within the budget. Promotion! Sino sa inyo ang nagpa-play? Promotion. Ayan. Na-promote na ako sa bahay. Meron na kaming kasambahay, no? Thank you, Jesus. Promotion. Alright. Ito, by God's grace, I'll be able to go on 10 days mission. Sino sa inyo gustong bumunta sa 10 days mission trip sa ibang bansa this year? Ayan, no? Ayan. 10 days mission trip. Exciting yan, adventure and ministry. Praying that it will be a year of more generous giving. Ayan, maganda. Gusto niya makapagbigay pa, no? Because the more you give, the more you will receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. More disciplined prayer life, seeking and delighting in His presence. Wow, that's a noble and spiritual faith goal, no? Sino sa inyo merong ganyang faith goal? To be disciplined in your daily devotions, reading your Bible, taking notes, and be consistent in talking and praying to God. No? Faith goal, salvation of relatives, and scholarship. Sino sa inyo po ang pinagpe-pray? Makasama nyo na dito sa Victory. Salvation of your relatives, family. Diba? Marami po sa atin, pinagpe-pray pa. Let's pray and fast for this, for our loved ones. Na makilala ko na siya ngayong taon at na makita niya ako. Ayan, magkakitaan na kayo, wag na kayo magtaguan. Ayan, papakilala ko kayo. Lapit lang kayo sa akin, yung mga nagsulat niya, na, ay papakilala ako sa iyo. Pag-pray niyo talaga, God's will, not self-will, not selfish will. No? Kasi pagpatanda na ng patanda, Pastor Ed, eh, merong ba, nagigipit na sa compromise. Merong selfish will, merong worldly way, meron namang whosoever will na lang. Ngayon, don't settle for whosoever will. No? God's perfect will. Ito, to catch up on my resolutions for 2012, 2013, 2014. Nahabol pa po niya. Yung mga nakaraang taon, kailangan pang matupad. No? Now, all of these New Year's resolutions and faith goals are very important. They are valuable. No? They, in fact, even if half of them are met and achieved, no? It's a significant achievement na. No? But there's a danger that if we focus on these faith goals and resolutions, no, we'll forget what is more important, and that is to honor God. Because even if we achieve all this, it's not automatic. It's not, it will not automatically follow that we will honor God. No? Because some of these maybe are just for personal goals. But what does it really mean for us to honor God? No? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng, ano ba ang kailangan gawin para maparangalan natin ang Diyos? What do we need to understand about honoring God? How can we please Him and make God happy? Now, first, let's define the word honor. Honor means to treat someone with great respect, love, devotion, and awe. How many of you here love your parents? Your parents are here with you. Okay, so we treat them with great respect. Diba? Nagmamano tayo. Uso pa ba sa inyo ngayon nagmamano? Nag-high five na lang, low five. To honor also means, the Greek word is timao, which means to prize, to give value or weight, to revere or to venerate. No? Sino sa inyo mahilig mag-basketball? Raise your hands. Raise your hand. Mahilig mag-basketball. Ha? Ayun. Sino ang favorite player mo sa NBA? Ha? Si Kobe! No? Sino sa inyo dito? Lakers fan. Lakers. Yan. Kulelat ngayon. No? Pag-pray natin sila. So, si Kobe, di ba? Kung si Kobe pumunta dito sa Manila, di ba? Sa Philippines, sa Araneta, di ba? Tapos ikaw, Kobe fan ka, tapos nandun, nakakuha ka ng seat sa harap, and then, dala-dala mo yung Kobe jersey mo, no? And then, pina-autograph mo, hey, Kobe, can you sign? And then, he signed in an autograph. Now, your jersey is no longer a common or ordinary Kobe jersey. Kasi may value na siya, kasi may autograph na siya eh. Diba? Nadagdagan ng value, ng weight. Yan. Yan po ang ibig sabihin to honor. No? Meron kang hinahangaan, pinapahalagahan mo. You're giving value or weight. Now, what does it mean to honor God? Now, in the text that we have read sa Mark chapter 7, no? The Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders, they are watching Jesus and His disciples. Now, they are eating. And they notice that as they eat, they didn't wash their hands in a certain ceremonial way. No, hindi sila naghugas na according to their tradition. Now, it's not really about eating with dirty hands. The issue is made clear in verses 3 and 4. The Pharisees and religious Jews would not eat unless they wash their hands in a ceremonial way. Because pag galing ka sa palengke, they just return from a marketplace. Diba? Pag nasa palengke ka, diba? Nakasiksikan, maraming tao. So a Jew may have rubbed shoulders with a Gentile. Diba? And for them, they would be defiled or contaminated. And that's why you need to wash your hands ceremonially. Now, this washing of hands had nothing to do with cleaning the hands. It was a ceremonial washing. May ritual sila, no? And the ritual is thank you, Master Red. So you pour water into your hands, and the fingers must be raised upward, and the water must drip until the wrist. And as the water is flowing, you must unti-unti, you must slowly lower your fingers, and then then each hand has to be rubbed with the fist of the other hand, no? Of the other person. So may ritual sila, no? Kaya the disciples didn't do that. They didn't follow that ritual, and that's why the Pharisees and scribes blamed Jesus and found fault with him. Now, is that really washing of hands? That really has it something to do with honoring God? What does it mean to honor God? Number one, honoring God is a heart issue. No, there's a contrast here. The Pharisees, Jesus said, their hearts are far from God, whereas the Bible says our heart must be after God, seeking after God. Especially when you read the Psalms, there's a Psalm there that my heart seeks after you, my heart follows after you. Mark chapter 7. Well, did Isaiah 29:13 prophesy of you? These people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So yung mga puso ng Pharisees ay napakalayo raw sa Diyos. Paano nangyari nun? Religious leaders na sila. Sila na yung namumuno sa, they are the ones leading in the temple worship. How can their hearts be far from God? Why? Because they are too focused on lip service. What will they say? What the external display of their religion that results to legalism. Legalistic po sila to the dot. And according to the Bible, the heart is the center of everything that we are. No? Honoring God is a heart issue. Whereas the hearts of the Pharisees are far, our hearts must be after God. No? Kaya nga sa Bible, the heart is the center of everything that we do in life. So what does honoring God mean? It means honoring God, having a right relationship with Him, having a heart that seeks after God, a heart that is hungry for God. Kaya po tong fasting, it sets us in a right place to be hungry for God, not to be hungry for Jollibee, McDonald's, or KFC, but to be hungry for God, for His Spirit, for His Word, to be hungry for the new revelations that God will speak to us as we read His Word. That's a heart after God, a heart that desires God and wants to know God. Now, to the scribes and Pharisees, their hearts is far from God because they are more concerned about certain outward rules, regulations, and rituals, such as the washing of cups, kettles, and ceremonies, washing of hands. Now, to Jesus, religion that honors God is a heart that follows after God, a heart that is full of the love for God. Sabi nga ng greatest command, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Everybody say this, verse 5, ready, go. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Now, to the Jews, they daily recite this. Parang ito yung panatang makabahay nila pag nasa school. Diba? Parang ito yung, they daily recite what we call the Shema, or Hebrew for hear, to hear. "Hear, O Israel, love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your being, with the center. He must be the center of your love and affection." And so if we honor God just externally, no, we are not being true to the Word of God. Our righteous acts are like filthy, dirty rags before Him. So honoring God is a heart issue. Number two, honoring God is giving Him an acceptable worship. Honoring God is giving Him an acceptable worship. Now, there's another contrast here. There's vain worship or empty worship versus acceptable worship. Jesus said in Mark 7, "In vain do they worship me." So their worship is vain and walang kabuluhan, no, ang kanilang pagsamba. No, their worship in the parallel passage Matthew 15, their worship of me is empty, since they teach instructions that are human rules. So it's empty or vain worship versus acceptable worship. Why is worship so important in honoring God? Because the highest form of giving honor is worship. Diba? The highest form of giving honor is when we give worship to that person. And so we may honor our parents, our loved ones, or respectable people, those who made significant achievements in the office, in the work, in the society, in our society. But we reserve our highest and loyal and exclusive worship to God alone. He alone is our Creator, the God who created us and gave us everything. He alone deserves our worship. So we may honor people, but we worship God alone. Just recently, my parents celebrated their 50th, their golden wedding anniversary. At umuwi po yung sister ko, sumunod sa akin. Their family came home from the U.S. So we honored our parents. Now, so if my parents, 50 years ng kasal, that means ako po yung panganay, so that means I'm already near golden. No? I'm already 49. No? Do I look like 49? Mukhang 48 lang. Oo. Kaya bata pa. Now, through worship, no, to the Pharisees and scribes, the religious leaders, worship is about rituals, ceremonies. No? Napansin nyo ba dito sa Victory, we don't have much rituals and ceremonies. No? There we don't have the lighting of the candles. No? Wala tayong tinitirik na kandila dito. No? Wala tayong incense. No? Mga umuusok. Gusto nyo ba mayroon tayong umuusok? Mga smoke machine? Sa service, mga umuusok. Wala tayong ganun. No? Because it's worshiping God is nothing, is not about rituals, ceremonies. It's about a heart worshiping God. No? It's worshiping God from the heart, from our spirit. One of the best definitions of worship come from William Temple. Ito po yung definition niya ng worship. Pwede niyo itong picturean. No? To worship is to quicken or to stimulate the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open the heart to the love of God, and to devote the will to the purpose of God. Wow, very, very holistic po yung definition niya. No? To stimulate, to quicken, to make alive our conscience because God is holy. No? When we read the word, we feed our minds with His truth. And then we purify our imagination when we see God's beauty and fill our hearts with His love. No? That's true worship. Hallelujah. So Jesus charged the Pharisees with hypocrisy. No, you are hypocrites. Your hearts are far away from God. No, because they are more concerned about external display of religion. And Jesus branded them as hypocrites. You know, the Greek word for hypocrisy, hypocrites, comes from under, two words, no, to judge and to under. It was used to describe actors playing a part behind a mask. So yung mga pag may play sila, pag mayroon silang pelikula, no, yung mga actors gumagamit ng mask. So Jesus accuses the religious leaders of being hypocrites, wearing a mask. Hindi sila, because a hypocrite is you're pretending to be someone of which you are not really that person. No? It's pretending to be something you are not. So ito pa rin yung mga Pharisees there. They want to look good before people. They want to appear holy before people. They worship God for the wrong reasons. Their worship was not motivated by love, but for them to appear good and holy before people. Now for us, ano bang reason natin? Bakit tayo nag-worship kay Lord? Why do we go here in Victory? No? Why do we go and worship at Victory? Well, you may have your personal reasons. No? Para masagot yung mga prayers ko, I write my prayer request in that envelope and I'm hoping that God, I believe that God will answer my prayers. Or is it to meet new friends para makaka-contact ka? May mga business, bago kang business contacts? Or is it just to sing praise and worship song? Kasi masaya yung kantahan dito. But after you go out of Victory, you listen to the worldly songs, no, that glorify immorality and violence and worldliness. Bible says in James, he who makes a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. No? So let's not wear that mask, no, that who we are in church, who we are before our Christian family here is the same person we are at home or in the office. So giving honor to God means giving Him an acceptable worship. What is that worship that is acceptable to God? Ano ba yung hinahanap ni Lord? John 4 is what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking or looking after such people to worship Him. So ano raw yung klaseng tao hinahanap ni Lord? True worshipers. God is not looking for famous people or successful people. He's not looking for fashionable people. But He's looking for true worshipers who will worship Him in spirit, from the bottom of our hearts. No? And in truth, according to the truth of the Word of God. That's acceptable worship. Psalm 86, verse 12. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. No? So, praising God, worshiping God from our hearts. No? That's true, acceptable worship. Number three, honoring God means wholehearted obedience to His Word. No? Honoring God means wholehearted obedience to His Word. Now, there's another contrast here. No? Observing man-made traditions versus obeying God's commands. No? So, yung mga Pharisees po, mga scribes, mas pinapahalaga nila yung traditions of the elders. Man-made traditions rather than obeying God's word. Jesus corrected them. You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men. No? You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. No? Sa Tagalog, winawalang kabuluhan ninyo ang utos ng Diyos at ang sinusunod nyo ay mga katuruan ng tao. Ang gagaling ninyo para lamang masunod ang inyong mga tradisyon, pinapawalang salab, pinapawalang bisa ninyo ang utos ng Diyos. No? He was referring to their tradition, no, na if you give a korban, an offering at the temple, no, you are no longer required to honor your parents, no, kaya hindi ka na required, you're not obliged to honor your parents, no, just give the special korban offering at the temple. So their tradition, their regulation, aside from the Word of God. No? Meron pa silang written commentaries and explanations, additional explanations about the Old Testament law. No? So, yun po yung binanatan ni Jesus. You have a fine way of observing your traditions rather than obeying the Word of God. Now, honoring God is based on obeying His commands. No, that's why we want to obey His commands because we want to honor God. In Deuteronomy 5:29, Jesus said, if only they had, this is what the Lord said to his people, no? In the Old Testament, if only they had such a heart to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that they and their children will prosper forever. That's what will happen. If we honor God, if we fear Him and obey His commands, you will prosper this year, 2015. Diba? Maybe your business, you're praying for it to have an expansion. No? Magtatayo ka pa na mga additional branches. No? Or you're praying for your promotion, you're praying for your grades. No? Na to go higher and higher, no? Maging scholar, maging dean's lister, maging honor student. Sino ba sa atin dito ang honor student? You're an honor student. Honor student kayo ng parents nyo. No? Sabitan nyo ng medalya. No? Dapat tayo, we must be blessed. Diba? Sabi nga sa Deuteronomy 28, always at the top, never at the bottom. Yun. So, why? Because we've been empowered, been blessed by God. That's why at Victory, the honor of God is the starting point, the foundation, the basis, the motivation of everything we do. No, we believe that a life that honors God is a life that is led or has an attitude of obeying the Word of God. And that's why meron tayong prayer and fasting. Why do we start the year with prayer and fasting? No, one reason is for us to be at sync with God. Do you know that word sync? S-Y-N-C? No? Sinisync, ina-align, sinisynchronize po natin yung cellphone natin to our computer, diba? So that the contents of the cellphone or the laptop is synchronized, magkaparehas sila. Ganun rin po tayo. Ang buhay po natin dapat, our life should be aligned or synchronized with the plans and purposes of God. For this year, 2015, you may have your own faith goals, but are they in sync? Are they aligned in harmony with the will and the plan and purposes of God for us this year? Or maybe God has a higher plan for your life. You must discover that. You must know God's higher ways. His ways are higher than our ways. So we are devoting 5 days. This year, January 5 to 9, I encourage you every night, what time? 5? No, 6. Apaga. 6 and 7:30 p.m., no? And every day po, no? Kasi po, pag di kayo kumain, if you don't eat and you don't pray, you're just having a hunger strike. No? So, we pray and fast to deny our spirit, our fleshly appetites, and to build up our spiritual being, no? And so every day there's a daily Bible reading, a devotional, and then a reflection, and just answer the questions, and time to think about the Word of God and apply it in your life. Be a doer of the Word, and then at the end there's the faith goals. This year, what are your faith goals? So different areas of your life, family, personal, career, ministry, and then your schedule. What are your options? Water fast, liquid fast. Okay, don't drink juices that are full of sugar. No, drink only natural fruit juices. Or those of you who have work, rigid work, eat one meal only. Okay, so check, no, and decide your commitment. And this is your commitment unto the Lord. Okay, so we sink. We align our lives, no, to the plans and purpose of God. Now, let me share you an exciting God-honoring testimony of Jack and Anna Sarmiento. They're one of our Victory Group leaders here at Victory Metuiz. Ito po yung testimony ni Jack. We start the year, last January 24th of 2014, there was a section in the prayer and fasting booklet dedicated to school and career. We listed 4 points. Oh, so, apat yung sinulat na sa prayer request na sa school career. Favor on PhD application, promotion, international trips, increase of income. So, for a moment, I thought there's no way we can make this happen. Imposible to. But God gave us the grace to capture the thought, that thought, and have the faith to see how He can make things happen His way. So, sa UP raw, because Jack is a faculty at the College of Engineering sa UP. So, faculty members are encouraged to study abroad and come back to do research and pass down the knowledge. My wife and I created a budget. So, nagkaroon sila ng kinumpute nila yung living expenses na kung sakaling ma-approve yung scholarship application niya sa Australia, nag-come up siya ng 12 million na budget. Pero ang mabibigay lang ng DOST, ERD, sa na funds is around 7.6 million. So, kulang. No? So, again, I thought impossible, but the Word of God, Word of the Lord for us to go is strong. So, we step out in faith and submitted the application anyway, expecting it to be rejected. But God's ways are higher than our ways. DOST approved my application and created a way to cover the balance. So Jack and Anna are set to leave for Australia this March 2015. Jack will study at the University of New South Wales at Kensington, Sydney. Full scholarship for his PhD. Hallelujah. Praise God. No? Glory to God. Sarap maging scholar, no? And then, sa promotion niya, ang gobyerno tipid sa promotion. In my knowledge, the fastest rate of promotion in UP is 3 steps per call. So again, I am inclined to say impossible. But God answers prayers on His terms, not ours. His power, not ours. Just this month, I received word that I received a 5-step promotion effective January 2014. So, meaning, di pa namin pinagpe-pray sa prayer and fasting, sinagot na ni Lord ang prayer namin. No? So, na-promote po siya 5 levels, 5 degrees. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then, increase of income, sinagot rin ni Lord. God has answered this prayer, this as well, no? Twice the amount, increase of income. Alright, so why did this happen? Is it just a coincidence? Is it just special event? No, because of God's favor, because they chose to live to honor God and please Him, because they sought God. They sought God first and His kingdom and His righteousness. And that's why when we humble ourselves, God will exalt us. When we honor God, He will honor us. So today, let's begin the year with honoring God, with worshiping Him from our hearts. The music team, the music worship team will lead us in worship. And I invite you as we honor God this year, no, let's focus our hearts. Let's set our hearts to worship God. Worship God not just on Sundays, but worship God in your home, wherever you are. Live a life that honors God by giving Him your worship from your heart. Let's all stand as we worship the Lord. Ernesto, we want to honor you. Be the Lord of every area, every aspect of our lives. Let's just close our eyes and let's say a prayer to the Lord. Make a commitment to God. Lord, I want to honor you from my heart. I want to seek you first this year. I want to give everything, present my body as a living sacrifice. I want to offer up everything of me. Lord, use me to serve you. Use me to advance your kingdom. Use me, Lord, to glorify you with my life, with my lips, with my heart. Lord, everything I am, Lord, I make a decision to worship you alone, to seek you first, to prioritize you every day, to read your word. Lord, that's our decision. As your people here at Victory Metro East, Lord, we want to seek you, we want to love you with all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. We want to seek after you, we want to follow you. Lord, that's our decision. And Lord, we thank you for your promise that as we fear you and obey you, we will prosper always. And Lord, thank you for your faithfulness and goodness. Because of your goodness and abundant blessings, we are here to live a life that will honor you, please you, and glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.